Michael and Boris, the two Brexiteers, tells the story of the Brexit referendum in 2016 and the subsequent battle for the leadership of the Conservative Party. You can hear it on Radio 4 Extra on Thursday morning at 11 and on Thursday evening at 9.
Radio 4's foodie panel show, The Kitchen Cabinet, is back, complete with live audiences, and boy are they hungry. What are you?
Hungry!
Told you. And with us, as ever, is our wandering panel of experts with all the ideas you need for what to do with, say, a glut of asparagus.
Deep fry them!
Some people said it was an aphrodisiac.
Well, thank you, Dr. Annie Gray, but wasn't almost everything considered an aphrodisiac?
Yes.
Thought so. The Kitchen Cabinet, back to educate, inform, feed and stimulate. Audience, are you still hungry?
Yes!
Well, let us help you with some ideas to sort that out. The new series of The Kitchen Cabinet on Radio 4 and BBC Sound, starting this Saturday morning at 10:30.
Now, the last in Andrew O'Neill's comedy Damned Andrew, and the trans-dimensional portal in Andrew's flat is becoming more unstable. Episode 4, The Best Day of Their Lives.
The fact that magic works is an inconvenience for a lot of people, but the rational human is an impossibility. According to neuroscience, we all live in the past. The time it takes your brain to process information coming to it from the sense organs, it's already wrapping fish and chips. Occult buffoon Andrew O'Neill didn't think magic worked, so they gave it a bash, expecting a satisfying dose of confirmation bias. Now, they're two-thirds up Everest, desperately learning to mountain climb. Thanks to their meddling, thousands of Gurdic demons have been released into London and parts of Leeds, and now they've finally accepted they have to do something about it. They must make friends with magic. Maybe give it a nickname. Possibly Marjorie.
Here we go. Meditation. Emptying my mind. Not thinking about Venom or Motorhead. Now, consider a point as defined in mathematics, having position but no magnitude, and give note the ideas to which this gives rise.
Ah! Take that, you bomb-pinching hellhole!
Okay, that's distracting. Just let the observation pass. Consider a point.
I'll send you to hell, you cheek-grabbing bear!
Gabriella, I'm trying to meditate. What are you doing?
I'm destroying the toilet because it bloody tried to eat my bum!
Okay, fine. Can you smash it later?
It tried to pull me in. Bum first. There's no nobility in going bum first. This flat is going loco.
Yeah, the flat's got its quirks. But the rent's under a grand.
Quirks! The walls have moved. The radiators are on the ceiling. I'm bloody cold and the upstairs neighbours have got hot feet.
But it's in leafy Tufnell Park.
It's not that leafy. Even street urchin Bob is acting up.
What's that, miss? Get a penny or I'll swipe your eyes clean out of your head.
See? It's the bloody portal. It's been going bonkers crazy and we need to sort it out.
I'm on it. Phil's got me meditating 3 hours a day to learn magic, put all the goetics back, and then close the portal. Till then, you're just going to have to do all your wees somewhere else.
Maybe I should do all my wees in the Outer Hebrides.
You're not moving to the Outer Hebrides. You only want to live there because you like saying it.
Outer Hebrides. I do like saying it. I will make swords, and you'll wear a flowing red dress. We'll have children go Yango and Fliss, and all the locals will hate us.
I'm not moving out of London. I'll do something about the flat.
Oh, yes. Call your idiot mate Pad.
A much-respected landlord.
Make him do something about it.
He's on his way over, as it goes.
What? Why is that clown coming over?
Not sure. But since I opened a sort of quantum event horizon on his property, we're on thin ice.
Dodgy ground?
He used the phrase last chance saloon yesterday.
Oh, it's opening a can of worms.
Yeah, it's the den of thieves. So, We keep him sweet and get him to fix some stuff while he's here. Happy?
Is anyone truly happy?
And now a message from the Ministry of Making Sense of the New Occult Paradigm.
Shine your shoes for your mister.
What? Oh, no thank you. It's the 1 minute magic moment.
Then I'm going to swipe your eyes. Hold still while I nab them out your skull.
Ow! My eyes! Someone get my eyes back!
Today we're going to help you understand what an interdimensional portal is, how you can spot one, and what to do next. No one agrees on what a portal looks like. To some people, it looks like a big, crackling black orb. To others, a hole that stretches to an infinite point which makes your eyes give up and go on holiday. To the undereducated, it may simply resemble a bumhole. A more difficult question is, what is the portal made of? Imagine all of reality plotted along an x-axis, all of possibility plotted along a y-axis, and all of time plotted along a z-axis. Then scrunch it up into a ball and then punch a massive hole in it. It's something like that. But much more so. Fundamentally, you can't understand it, and hospitals are currently crowded with people who have tried. So please, don't try. If you do see something that doesn't look plausible, please contact the authorities. See it? Completely fail to process what you've seen? Report it.
And that was the 1 minute magic moment. Someone called an optometrist!
Okay, try again. Consider a point as defined in mathematics, having a position but no magnitude.
Andrew, it's Phil. How's the training going?
Oh, hello, Phil. Could you just come inside instead of shouting up at my window?
No can do, good buddy. Can't come inside, remember?
Sorry, yes. Not since that time you went canoeing with Anton LaVey. I need to get back to meditating, mate. The portal's acting up again.
It knows you're trying to close it. Self-preservation mechanism.
This Golden Dawn stuff is well boring. Can't I try something more direct? I've got all these books.
Andrew, you've got 4 books on a shelf behind a load of Cybermen.
What about this? The Anathema of Zos. One one's got Austin Osman Spare's notes in the margins. Listen. Get catwormed by toilet paper, finish picture with all the big boobs. All right, maybe not that bit. But this book opened the portal, so there must be something in here that'll close it.
No! No shortcuts. That book is not a grimoire. You need structure, groundwork. You're too chaotic to work with that spare stuff. Oh, your sister's here. I'll leave you to it. No Austin Osman Spare!
Are you doing yoga? I love yoga. I did hot yoga once and I sweated so much I got clinically dehydrated.
I've been trying to meditate. What are you wearing?
My eyes dried out. I couldn't blink for 48 hours. I had to put in eye drops like a clockwork orange. Have you redecorated? Why is the fireplace in the ceiling? That looks mad.
Can you maybe call us before you come round?
I texted you earlier. Why didn't you reply?
Texted.
What?
Texted. You texted me. I didn't reply because I haven't got any credit.
Credit? You're still on pay as you go. What are you, 12?
Basically, yes. Please, though, what are you wearing? You look like Rick James.
This is what I wanted to talk to you about. I have become a rocker.
Oh, no.
Gabriella, she said rocker.
I am now a rock chick.
She said rock chick.
My fella's a demon, right?
Hang on, you're still going out with Krontar, Andrew's actual enemy.
Whatever, jealous. Demons are all about the rock, right?
Not necessarily.
Of course they are. All the album covers have got demons on them.
Name one.
So I need to borrow some gear, bullet belts and all that. All them t-shirts you steal off people who can't name albums.
Yeah, people like you. No. What is this, Noel's house party?
Oi, oi. Here they all are, look. Andrew, Twisted Sister.
iPad.
Gabriella, Joan Jett.
Ugh, iPad.
And Siobhan, Primark Edward Scissorhands, apparently.
You're just sad because you can't handle my heavy metal hotness.
Pad, it's lovely to see you. While you're here, can you fix a couple of things?
Like the damp. There's damp in the bedroom which talks. It recites facts. Listen.
Arthur Bostrom is a fellow of the Royal Geographic Society. Peter Purvis, off of Blue Peter, auditioned to be James Bond.
It doesn't stop. I cannot sleep at night.
Right, well, I suppose I'd better do something about it.
What, you actually gonna fix it? You sure you're a landlord?
If I could just... The portal is in here, right?
There's nothing to fix in there.
I'm just going to have a quick look at it.
Why have you got a jam jar?
Oh, no, nothing. I just want to borrow a little bit of it.
Borrow?
Get your yam jar out of the bloody portal. You're going to make it mad.
Stop it, you plum. You're making everything go wobbly.
Oh, no. Oh, God, the whole flat's shifting. Whoa, are we upside down or is everything else? It's like M.C. Escher.
Oh, love him. Can't touch this. Do all the big trousers.
M.C. Escher. Pad, get away from the portal.
Oh, blimey. Oh, I'm getting seasick. I'm going to bail, kids. I hope this is still the front door. Pad, delete me from Tinder, yeah?
That's it. Time for proper magic. Gabriella, tell me that book.
Here.
Andrew. I really hope you're not using the Anathema of Gods up there. It's not a grimoire.
I used it before. I can use it again. Let me see. Shopping list. Top 10 boobs of all time. Ah, okay. Here we go. This bit looks good. Self, my God, foreign is thy name, except in blasphemy, for I am thy iconoclast. I cast thy bread upon the waters, for I myself am meat enough. Hidden in the labyrinth of the alphabet is my sacred name, the sigil of all things unknown. On earth, my kingdom is eternity of desire. My we am the living truth.
Oh, what happened? Floor's very sticky. Where are we?
Arse! You messed with the portal, now look.
I was just borrowing a bit of it. Welsh Stew reckons it can sell to Alan Sugar.
Who's Welsh Stew?
Oh, you know Welsh Stew. He runs that touring company with his brother, Welsh Paul.
I know where we are. Sticky floor, broken plastic cups, smell of cigarettes and old cider. This is the Astoria.
They knocked the Astoria down for Crossrail.
It is! Look, that weird DJ booth, the murals.
Oh, God, it is. This is where I saw my first metal gig. Fear Factory in 95. Do you remember, Pad?
No. You didn't invite me.
Didn't I? Oh, yeah. 95 was your Cotton Eye Joe phase.
Oi, that song's a banger.
But the Astoria? That gig was the best night of my life, apart from meeting you, of course.
Of course. So, the portal was going crazy, and then, what, we're here? In a venue that doesn't exist anymore? Why here?
Well, I saw Tool here, and Neurosis and Machine Head. This is heaven. This is literally heaven.
Yeah, but Andrew, that means we're dead. Wait. What's through there?
Meanwhile, on the pavement outside Andrew and Gabriella's crappy flat.
I hit my head. Okay, pain means I'm not dead. Instigate drunk Siobhan protocol. In one piece? Good. Got keys? Good. Got fags? Oh, all's well.
Hey, she's awake.
Oh, Andrew's tramp mate. Where's everyone gone? They were talking about vanilla ice and then... Oh, the window wasn't the front door.
You came down like thunder from Olympus. And I think you broke your phone.
That's not my phone. Oh, yeah, that is my phone.
Why do you keep running away when Andrew gets in trouble?
I don't. What do you mean?
Andrew is in danger. You can help.
I'm no good at all that magic stuff. Also, I'm hungry. Have you got any food?
You are fire and water, strongly elemental. You're more magical than you realize.
Don't think so, mate.
Yes, fire and water. Heat and dryness meets cold and moisture. A perfect balance.
What?
What's your job?
Firefighter. Oh, yeah. Fire and water. Maybe I am a bit. Okay, what do you need from me?
If I can get a message to them, then maybe I can help. But to do that, I need to go inside.
Oh, this is tripping me out. This is the Red Eye.
What, another dead venue?
Yeah, it got turned into flats.
Property developers are like locusts.
Oi!
Present company included. So was this place next to the Astoria?
No, it's like 3 miles north. Where are you going?
Another door. Another venue. Different again.
Yeah, hazard tape on all these columns. It doesn't look familiar.
Wait. Hazard tape. That means something. This is the Hacienda.
But that's in Manchester.
Was in Manchester. It's flats now.
So it's not just London venues. This is... all the lost venues. Where are you going?
I've got a funny feeling. CBGB's in here!
It's like a labyrinth of old venues. All that lost subculture. This is about nostalgia.
This really doesn't feel right.
But you accept we're probably not dead.
Well, I think if we were dead, I probably wouldn't still need a wee. Oh, give me a minute. Andrew, there's a beach in the ladies' toilets.
No. What?
Yeah, look, there is, mate. Look, come and see.
Wait. I'm on a proper nostalgia trip here.
Okay, well, if we're dead, this is better.
Oh, much better. This is Valencia, Las Arenas. Oh, I remember this night.
Oh, here we go. Don't tell us. Night of your first kiss.
No, night I lost my virginity. I was 17. She was the coolest person I'd ever met.
Is this awkward? I feel awkward.
It was a massive satanic orgy. Cliché, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cheesy, but this isn't that actual night.
Yes. Look, I can see the burning upside-down crosses on the sand dunes.
Burning crosses?
Upside-down crosses. They're like, you know, anti-racist.
Ah, fair play.
Best night ever. Apart from the night we met, of course.
Of course. But, OK, we're not going to watch that happen, right? Gabriella!
If you don't want to come, wait in the venue labyrinth.
Right, fine. I'll just... Pad, where are you going?
I want to see!
Ah, oh, hello again, Astoria. God, it's weird when it's empty, like a school. Hello? Someone there?
The past hungers!
Ah! Monster! Oh, it's that troll doll thing from Terror of the Autons, only massive!
The past consumes!
Go indoors. Everyone can go indoors. It's one of the first things you learn. Wait, where do you poo?
Wherever the earth will welcome my offering.
Oh.
Yep, I bury my poop. Did one right here about 30 minutes ago. See that little flag?
Ew. Right, enough about that. You need to go indoors.
I would rather pack with wolves than enter your pest houses.
Yeah, but if you really think about it, isn't inside just an idea?
Yes. Wait, what?
All we need to do is trick your body into thinking you're still outside by... wearing loads of outdoor gear!
My lady of fire and water, you truly understand magic!
There's an outdoor discount shop round here somewhere. How good are you at picking locks?
Nice place for a satanic orgy, really. Lots of, sand.
Are you sure you want to see this? It's basically teenage goths covered in fake blood.
Oh, what's that?
Run! It's a big monster from an old Doctor Who story! I'm being attacked by nostalgia!
What?
Ice cream van! Get to the ice cream van!
Why is there an ice cream van at a satanic orgy?
KLF, innit?
Get in!
Why is there a bush in this ice cream van?
We're not in the van anymore. I know where we are.
Oh, no. So do I.
It's 1987, innit? My back garden in Croydon.
Ouch! What's this? Chewbacca? There's Star Wars toys everywhere. Wait a sec. Is that you two there on the lawn?
Yeah, you really don't need to see that.
Oh, you're both playing in your pants and you've got ice pops. Oh, so cute.
It was hot.
Me and Andy would play out here all day with our Star Wars toys. Best days of my life.
No, you played with your Star Wars toys and I watched.
I'll let you have a go on Chief Chirper.
I wanted to be Princess Leia. I always wanted to be Princess Leia. You said that was weird.
Well, it was the 80s, man. It's a different time.
Don't call me man.
Pad, don't be a dick. Andrew, I think the portal is doing this.
Yeah, because Pad fiddled with it.
Yeah, my portal in my flat.
There it is. Finally got there. We pay you 60% of our wages, but it's still your flat. We can't put up shelves or paint it.
What, paint it black?
Yes. And that money could be building a better life if we had any chance of buying a place in London.
Yeah, but you can't, can you? Because you're too busy mucking about. You talk about dreams, but you never do anything with them. You just faff about with your metal band and your magic.
Metal and magic are important.
And that's why we're here right now. You made a mess. I just tried to make something of it.
People, the little versions of you are looking at us weirdly.
Oh, what do you mean, weirdly?
I don't know. Their eyes are glowing and they're starting to melt.
Oh, no.
And the Star Wars figures are melding with them?
Back to the ice cream van. Run! Guys, where have you gone? Where's the ice cream van gone? Okay. They must have run into Pad's house. Hello? Pitch dark. Gabriella? Pad? Not here. Door's gone. I wish I'd never opened that bloody portal.
Why is that then?
Who's that?
You said you'd wished you'd never opened me. That's quite hurtful.
I didn't know you could speak.
Well, you never asked, did you?
Why didn't you say something earlier?
It never felt like the right moment. Anyway, we're here now.
Well, where is here exactly? It's very black, which I like aesthetically.
Yeah, that was the idea. I wanted to make you somewhere you'd like.
Right, so you made this whole place, all these different bits of our lives that we really liked.
Necessary, I'm afraid. When you got sucked inside me, you could have been exposed to the sheer mind-shattering insanity of a trans-dimensional gateway, and I thought that'd be a bit rude. So I made this for you, out of some of your old memories.
So it's not heaven?
More of a nostalgia labyrinth, supposed to be a bit of fun, till I could work out a way to spit you out. But it turns out that living in the past is quite dangerous.
Yeah, okay, but you have the power to help us now.
I think I've intervened enough, don't you? Maybe you're just going to have to roll with it. Maybe there's a lesson here?
Yeah, is there, though?
Probably not. Right, I'll let you get back to it.
Wait! What are you gonna do? Ow! Oh! Right. Soup cans. Oh, hang on, I know this place. It's a goth Sainsbury's. Where I first met...
Oi! Yeah. Where have you been?
Just had a chat with the portal. Turns out it put us in a nostalgia labyrinth because it was trying to be nice to us. The past is full of monsters, which is a problem because this...
This is where you both first met.
Yeah. After Sodom played the Underworld.
Oh, the best night of our lives.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good. That's not good at all.
Waterproof?
Check.
Long johns, hiking boots and two woolly hats.
I like the bobbly one.
And what do we cry?
I am the outdoors!
Perfect. Ready?
Do caterpillars have three butts?
Don't know, don't care. Right, on the count of three. One.
I am the outdoors!
Two, three.
Andrew, mate. What are you going to do? Maybe do it now?
So, we're stuck in a labyrinth made of nostalgia, right?
Right?
So, how do you...
Oh!
Whoa there. How do you beat nostalgia?
Kick it in the face?
No, with more nostalgia. Fight fire with fire. I'm going to use the magic from all the things I grew up with. The devil rides out.
Doctor Who?
Yeah, there's loads in that. The demons. Just keep them away from me for a minute so I can start to do the...
Oh! Hey, you! Big toy monster things!
Evo Evo Azal! Eco Eco Azal! Kaliak!
I don't think it's working! They're getting stronger!
The sign of Osiris slain! The sign of Osiris risen!
Oh, no, this one's getting taller and he's turning into a morph? Tony Hart? I think you're feeding them, mate! You're not defeating them!
Oh, so what shall I do?
Ding dong merrily on high, the heavenly angels singing.
Phil! You're a...
floating head. How are you doing that?
Your sister dressed me in the idea of the outdoors. Now I'm in your flat. Ha ha, long story.
Right, brilliant. So the portal has stuffed us into a nostalgia labyrinth full of monsters. And it turns out that more nostalgia doesn't help.
Well, what do you think the portal's trying to teach you?
I don't know. The past was brilliant and there was loads of great stuff I loved there.
Andrew, the troll one's got Pad and is stuffing him into his horrible giant belly button.
Okay. There's no easy way back. I can't rush closing the portal and I can't pretend it's not there by living in the past, even though I really want to.
No, my fluffy little pancake. You have to live in the now.
I don't know how to live in the now. I don't like the now. I like the past.
Live in the now.
Oh, Doctor Who is more consistently good since it was rebooted.
Yes!
There are more good metal bands now than there were in the 90s! It's fine if stuff is remade, because the original still exists.
Yes!
Ah, I'm covered in bits of Star Wars figures.
Oh, yeah, I've got Princess Leia's head in my mouth. Oh, hey, look, we're back in the flat.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Phil, what are you doing?
I'm counting limbs. Just checking. A full compliment. Hey, nice limbs. And Mingo was his name-o. And someone has learned their lesson, huh?
Yeah, but if I can't live in the past, then doesn't that mean I shouldn't be trying to close the portal at all? Maybe we shouldn't be going back to a London without demons. Maybe we need to learn to live with them.
Oh, wow, Andrew. Are you okay? You look different.
Yeah, I feel different. I feel lighter. Plugged in?
That's it. The first step on the path to enlightenment.
Hooray!
Only 1,400,059 steps to go.
Boo!
Where's Pad? Oh, no. He's still in the labyrinth.
Oh, just like that bloody little unicorn in Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, will you stop with the out-of-date references?
Ow, you hit me. Just like Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. Am I right? Ha, 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 ha,
ha. Oh, dear.
Guys, I think I got stuck in that belly button. Now I can't see anything. Someone's going to come and get me, yeah? Guys?
Fear not, Padmaraj Ramaswamy, for you are not alone in this great void. I am Kruntar of the Infinite Darkness.
And I'm Barry, all right?
We'll soon have you safe and sound back in London. There's just a little favour we need to ask you. Yes, a teeny tiny little favour. Nothing at all, really.
Yeah, right, okay, that sounds fine.
You know, just something that will let us bring about the destruction of the known universe.
What was that?
Oh, nothing, my friend. Nothing at all. Oh, look, there's that cat.
What cat?
What I told you about this morning.
Oh, is that the same one?
Yep, same one.
Damned Andrew was written by Andrew O'Neill and Tom DeVille. It starred me, Andrew O'Neill, with Toby Haydoke, Sanjeev Kohli, Jen Brister, Phil Nickel, Carly Smallman, Joel Trill, Sami Abu Warder, Lucy Pearman, Ellie Dobing, Will Hodgson and Mark Burrows. The narrator was Alan Moore and the music was by Andrew O'Neill. It was produced by Alison Vernon-Smith and was a Yada Yada audio production for Radio 4.